Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello there, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into everything Disney and also provides you with audio and visual experiences. Every now and then, I also will provide you with a video cast. Since I got your attention, I want to let you know that I have a hotline now for leaving voicemail and or suggestions other than the one that I gave out last week. So, my other one is area code 206-203-2268. So leave a voicemail and or suggestion, and you never know, you may hear your voice on the podcast. Once again, that's area code 206-203-2268. Oh, I also gave you the wrong link to the Insider Yearbook. Durr. The proper one is disney.go.com/inside/yearbook. I ended up giving you insider/yearbook, and that was totally wrong. So I definitely apologize for that.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
Okay, I got some really cool stuff here for you. There's some new pictures coming out from Disney and Pixar. And I got a hold of some of the trailers, and they're really, really cool. The first one's Meet the Robinsons. Now, there's not that much about it, that only but that it is coming out soon. Well, March of next year, and also Disney does a little spoof of itself in it. If you get a chance to see the trailer, you'll notice that you'll see the Space Mountain in there, and it'll say Todayland. So it's a really, really cool animation, and I think you're going to like it. So let's listen to that right now.
Allow me to shed some light on the subject.
Next spring, two of the world's greatest minds are in a race to create the most astonishing invention ever imagined.
Prepare to be amazed!
One is in it for the glory.
I invented it! Me! Me! Me!
The other...
Where are we going?
...to find a family he's never had.
This family's a little different.
Now, here's what you gotta do. You gotta help me find my teeth.
Walt Disney Pictures presents Meet the Robinsons.
I haven't slept in 8 days. I've got the caffeine patch. Each patch is the equivalent of 12 cups of coffee. You can stay awake for days with no side effects. Ah! Sorry.
Coming to theaters next spring.
The next one is called Ratatouille, and it's also due out in the summer of 2007, and once again, not much about this trailer so far, but it is looking really, really, really good, and the realism of it is just incredible, something that you should, definitely check out. So let's listen to that soundtrack, or sorry, trailer, right now.
Tonight, before the dessert course, we present for your pleasure the traditional cheese trolley. To start, we have an excellent clochette, creamy, very nice, very light. Next, a brebis, hearty, with a surprising bite, I think you'll find. And finally, the pièce de résistance, a very special, very rare.
It's too hot!
is me. I think it's apparent that I need to rethink my life a little bit. I can't help myself. I like good food, okay? And good food is hard for a rat to find.
It wouldn't be so hard to find if you weren't so picky.
I don't want to eat garbage, Dad. What is that?
I don't really know.
You don't know, and you're eating it.
You know, if you can sort of muscle your way past the gag reflex, all kinds of food possibilities open up.
This is what I'm talking about. I don't think any of this would have come up, but we happen to live in Paris, France. And it's so easy to find good food in Paris. It's just dangerous.
Gotta rethink your life.
He's right, you know.
Let it go, Dad!
Now, another really cool movie that's actually out already is Cars. This is basically the one that everyone's talking about. It also has an all-star cast. Owen Wilson, Larry the Cable Guy, Bonnie Hunt, the legendary Paul Newman, Cheech Marin, Paul Dooley, George Carlin, Michael Keaton, John Ratzenberger, and many, many more. Now, I'm going to play actually two really cool clips from this, because it's just an amazing movie, and I can't wait to go out and see it. Yes, I haven't seen it yet. Shoot me. And we're going to listen to those right here and right now, so I want you to check it out.
We could boast about developing the world's most technologically advanced automobiles. Or brag about the fact that we've received more awards than any other manufacturer. We could gloat, tease, and flaunt all day. But we don't need to. Because our cars speak for themselves.
I'm telling you, man, every third blink is slower.
The 60s weren't good to you, were they?
From the manufacturers of Finding Nemo and The Incredibles, Walt Disney Pictures presents a Pixar Animation Studios film, Cars.
Yeah, I'd give my left two lug nuts for something like that.
Okay, here we go. Focus. Speed.
Hey, Lightning, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The rookie sensation came into the season unknown, but everyone knows him now.
You're my hero, Mr. McQueen.
Fred, thank you.
He knows my name. He knows my name.
The cutest little town in Carburetor County.
Hey, that's it. You need a new paint job, man.
Cool rise.
Chill.
How about some organic fuel?
Take a car wash, hippie.
This place is crazy.
I gotta get out of here.
You're funny. I like you already.
Folks around here are not firing on all cylinders, if you know what I mean.
I know your type.
Doc, hold it.
These are good folk around here who care about one another.
Come on, let's take a drive.
A drive?
Don't you big city race cars ever just take a drive?
No. Look at that. Look, and they're driving right by. They don't even know what they're missing.
40 years ago, that interstate didn't exist. The town got bypassed just to save 10 minutes of driving.
When is the last time you cared about something except yourself, Hot Rod?
Oh, dude. Are you crying?
No, I'm happy.
Walt Disney Pictures presents a Pixar Animation Studios film.
Do I spy a little pinstriping tattoo back there?
Oh, you saw that?
On June 9th.
What's so important about this race of yours?
I've been dreaming about it my whole life.
A guy who thought he had it all is about to discover everything he's been missing.
I knowed I made a good choice.
In what?
My best friend.
There's a lot of love out there, you know, man.
We are back in business.
Ka-chow!
Yeah!
Did I scare you?
Well, a little bit, but I'll be all right.
Last but not least, let's not forget about the soon-to-be-released Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest on July 7th with Johnny Depp, returning as Captain Jack Sparrow, with Orlando Bloom, Keira Knightley, Stellan Skarsgård, and Bill Knightley. This is an awesome-looking movie, and I can't wait for the ride to open up, too. Well, you know, check it out.
You have a debt to pay. You owe Davy Jones your soul. That was the agreement. Time's up. You're a marked man, Jack Sparrow.
On deck, all hands! Scurry! I must have movement!
I was nothing more than an almost innocent bystander.
We'll be able to talk your way out of this one.
Jack Sparrow is a dying breed. Jack must find a place in the new world or perish.
What about Jack? I can't leave without him! Never mind, let's go!
Well, speaking of pirates...
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Ahoy, we pillage, we plunder,
we rifle and loot, drink up, be hearty, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't care, drink up, be hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We
extort... Arr. Ahoy there, matey. Who am I trying to be?
Oh, alright, I apologize for the... Hey, hey, it gets better and better, doesn't it, huh? Oh, man. Alright, let's give you a little brief history about the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. The Pirates of the Caribbean ride was basically first conceived in 1948, but opened in 1969 after years of design and animatronic development. A quiet little boat ride basically takes you through the bayou and suddenly ends up in the middle of a pirate raid, complete with cannons, blasting, and fire blazing, and much, much more. Oh, I tell you. Now,
dead men may tell no tales.
Alright, I'm stopped. I won't do any more voices. But, Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean basically has entertained millions with their salty tales. A landmark achievement in theme park storytelling when it debuted in 1967, the Pirates remains one of Disney's and all of Parkdom's most beloved attractions. First timers and those that also return with nostalgia tingled memories alike adore its timeliness and still pitch-perfect presentation. Now, on a thrill scale from 0 to 10, it rates about a 2, with small splashdowns at least, and mildly frightening images, maybe to a little kid. And it's a boat convey type dark ride. So basically, they have these little jets pushing you, you know, straight through. Kind of similar to how they have the It's a Small World. Now, Pirates of the Caribbean may be the quintessential theme park attraction. You know, it's a masterful blend of like fantasyful storytelling and high tech wizardry. But the latter really never overshadows the former. The robotics, special effects, conveyance system, the music, and other elements melt seamlessly to sweep guests away into that mythical three-dimensional pirate world. And the experience varies slightly depending on the park. Now, the original in Disneyland, personally overseen by Walt as an extended grotto sequence at the beginning of the attraction. Now, that's basically where the coveted treasure really lies. Also unique to California, Pirates resides in the New Orleans Square area. And the boats drift past the diners in the enchanting Blue Bayou restaurant. Hi, I just learned to read today. Now Epcot has the Mexico Pavilion, and that uses a similar concept with its restaurants and boat conveyed attraction. In Paris, the boats go up a ramp to begin the attraction and then deliver the splashdown as the finale. The other pirates start by sending their boatloads of passengers down a short, attention-grabbing drop. California and Paris feature two small waterfalls, though. It is as if Disneyland transports guests into a mysterious subterranean netherworld, where skeletons come to life and break into a rousing chorus of the Pirates theme song, also known as the Yo-Ho-Ho Pirates Life for Me. Here's a little fun fact about the Pirates of the Caribbean. The ride uses 750,000 gallons of water to float all 46 of those boats, which carry about 22 guests each. Now, the visitors float past about 190 animated characters and probably about 64 human ones. The pirate galleon bombing the village is also known as the Wicked Wench, but with these new additions, I think it might be changed. Now, if you're in a wheelchair, you may want to enter through the exit next to the Blue Bayou and go through the marked gate on the left, and then ask a cast member for help, but you're going to have to transfer onto the ride vehicle. Service animals are not recommended for this, okay? Most definitely. That's all you need now is just to have your dog like barking through it or whatnot, you know? So, there you go. But, if you want to see some really cool pirate merchandise and rare stuff for sale, there is a cool website. And on there, there's even some old Space Mountain cars for sale. Now, let me tell you about this one guy where basically all this stuff is at. His name is Phil Sears. And I don't think he's related to the Sears and Robot Foundation. But Phil Sears is a member of the Manuscript Society and the UACC, which I have no idea what that is, and is a graduate of USC Film School. He has a passion for movie memorabilia and Disneyana. He's also a recognized specialist in items signed by Walt Disney. He authenticates Disney autograph material for Sotheby's Animation Auction in New York and Christie's South Kensington in England. Now, his customers include Walt Disney Company, and he's even proud of the fact that even Walt Disney's daughter, Diane Disney Miller, she actually owns stuff from his collection. Autograph Collector magazine also says, quote unquote, only a few dealers specialize in authentic vintage Disney autographs and memorabilia. Perhaps the best is Phil Sears. So, if you want to check this out, go to www.phil-sears.com. Now, Phil is P-H-I-L. And Sears is S-E-A-R-S. And, heck, tell Ma I sent you. Kind of hooked me up, you know? Now, just wanted to get back to a few things about the I am so fired. Anyway, I gotta get back to this thing that I had going on called
Contest.
Alrighty. Well, anyway, as you guys know, that I'm having a contest, the official Make the Above the Firehouse podcast logo. And if you think you got what it takes to make a really great logo for me, the rules are posted on my website, www.abovethefirehouse.com. And you will see a little section that says news. Simply click it and a window pops up and it contains a list of the rules and contests. Now, I extended the contest because of lack of submissions. There was only maybe two people sending in, and one of them I do like. So, Justin, okay, you've got a chance going on here, man. You know who you are. So you have until July 1st to get your submissions in. Send your submissions into podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. If you know somebody, you know, tell them about this. Get them on this. Because if your logo is chosen, you will get $50. Money, 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 money. Bing. So, basically, you know, so get those creative juices flowing. And a big, hugeness. Good luck to you. As some of you knew or know, and some didn't, last Thursday, June 15th, I celebrated my 38th birthday. Sorry about that, my cat decided to jump on my desk here. And I was going to go to Disneyland the next day, but I knew I was going to be a little too tired from celebrating. So instead, I'm going to be there on Friday, the 23rd. Now, if any of you will be there that day, just look for me at the hub at noon. I will be the really big guy with the shaved bald head, eating with dark glasses on. So come and say hi. I also got a real nice voicemail, and I would like to play that for the one and only Mouseketeer Greg from WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney podcaster. This is Mouseketeer Greg wishing you some happy birthification. Happy birthday, Tony. I hope you have a good one.
Well, thank you, Greg, for that. I do appreciate it. Oh, Greg will also come by from time to time and do a segment on the show. He's a very, very talented editor. And you'll be seeing and hearing great things from him soon in the near future. I guarantee that. Alrighty. Hoo-ha. Wow. Alrighty. Looks like that's the end of the show. Thank you for letting me entertain you, and I would love to hear your feedback and your voicemails on the show. So if you can, you can leave a voicemail at area code 206-203-2268 or 818-574-5027, or you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions. Your your feedback is important to me. And if you have any Disney news of your own, you're also welcome to email to me or put it on those voicemails numbers that I gave you. So once again, that email is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And also, don't forget, as I said before earlier at the beginning of the show, if you or know somebody that's really good with Adobe After Effects, have them give me a call, or they can even send it into that email at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And that's it for me and everybody. You guys have yourself a very magical week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the Window to the Magic podcast show will begin. your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
Do you ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.